per their own budgeted. Initially, they had budgeted to spend $796 million for the ABFA, of which the outcome was about $868 million. So they had more than the budgeted. So in any case, you expect that the actuals are even going to be more. Unfortunately, agriculture, they had projected to spend 156 million Ghana cedis for agriculture. They spent only 21 million. 21 million going into agriculture. Fiscal education infrastructure, fiscal infrastructure and service delivery, 50 million, they spent 6 million. And then there's another interesting one, road, rail, and other critical infrastructure. They said they were going to spend 376 million. They spent only 34 million on our roads. No wonder you are seeing potholes in our roads. But no wonder our road network is collapsing. No wonder infrastructure is collapsing in this country. Clearly. Because you see where the money is going to. The money is going into free senior high school. If government thinks that they are going to use the oil revenue for the purposes of funding free senior high school, so be it. We encourage them to come to Parliament and immediately amend the PFM, Petroleum Revenue Management Act. Immediately, they should come and amend it. Because that is where the money is going to go. It's now going. That is the trend that we have seen. But until then, it's a clear breach of the law. And I'm going to take them on.
How?
No, we are going to go to court to compel the finance minister to stick to the principles of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act as passed by Parliament. So he cannot on his own circumvent an act of Parliament. That is not good governance.
What should we expect?
That is not good governance. No, in the coming days, we are speaking to the lawyers. The minority is interested in the matter, and I speak for the minority, and we are going to act accordingly.
But now, Honourable, one, one,